Lethal Justice by Fern Michaels. Prologue. Alexis Thorne slipped out of bed and walked over to the window. She loved watching the sun creep over the horizon, loved that a new day was beginning. She was mindful that today was the first day of spring. Finally, finally she was going to get the justice she deserved. Today she was ready. She curled up on the window seat with its flowered pillows and hugged her knees to her chest. Excitement rippled through her. Once before, she'd been in this same emotional state, but it hadn't worked out. Back then, she wasn't ready to exact her revenge against the two people who ruined her life and sent her to prison. Now, though, she was so ready to take them on. Her body just screamed with vengeance. Woof! Alexis untangled herself and rushed over to her beloved dog, Grady, the dog she had thought she would never see again. But here he was, and her life was better for it.
Want to go out, huh? Okay, but be quiet. Everyone is still asleep.
The golden retriever dipped his head, and it looked as if he understood, which he probably did. There was nothing fashionable about the flannel robe she slipped into, or the fuzzy worn slippers. Once, a long time ago, before prison, or BP, as she referred to that ugly time, she'd had fine things, and a fine life. These days, thanks to Nikki Quinn, her attorney, she earned a living as a personal shopper for some of Washington's elderly residents. It paid the rent, her car payment, and her living expenses. Somehow or other, she managed to save a few dollars each month. It was a far cry from the high salary she used to earn as a securities broker, but she'd gotten used to a frugal lifestyle. Alexis opened the kitchen door to let Grady romp the grounds of Pinewood. She was startled to see Charles Martin on the...